Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to let you know that the cafe is open. Our Wesley Cafe, if you'd like coffee or any kind of a snack, just kind of go around the corner and take advantage of the cafe tonight. Our show will start in about 10 minutes.
Well, good evening. As y'all continue to visit, I just want to say a word of welcome. My name is Todd Leonard, for those of you who may not know. I'm one of the co-pastors here at Wright's Chapel. And we just wanted to say how thrilled we are to host you and welcome you tonight, and how thrilled we are to get to welcome the Glee Club of Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame. And we want to say a very special word of welcome to our host families that will be taking these young men in tonight. Thank you so much for opening your house. I also want to introduce you to Ms. Shauna Fuller, who is the Executive Director of Music and Worship here at the church. Shauna.
Well, I've been asked by several people, how did you get the Notre Dame Glee Club to come to a Methodist church?
You didn't tell them you were Methodist.
Oh, yes. It's the same way that we're taking the Methodist choir to the Vatican to sing. So, which we are so excited about. But are the Embrys in here? Patsy and Jeff, would you please stand up? There's Patsy. So the Embrys have a son, Walker, who sings in the Glee Club. And he stands up there. I thought he was right behind. Anyway, and so the Embrys are very involved in our church, and they sing in the music program. And so four years ago, when Walker was accepted into Notre Dame and joined the Glee Club, I said, Walker, we want the Glee Club to come here to Wright's Chapel. And so that's how it all happened. Thanks to Walker Embry, we have a very special honor and privilege to have the Glee Club here at Wright's Chapel. So anyway, I think the boys are ready to come in and give us the second half of the program. And we are going to be passing some offering baskets about the second, third number of the second half. So if you'd like to go ahead and pull out your checkbooks and cash and diamonds and jewelry, I think they'll take just about everything. And the proceeds help offset the cost of the trip. And as they said, they're going from here to West. They do some of their trip with bus and some in flying. So I see them all gathering back there.
Are they going to run in again?
I don't know.
Y'all would expect that on a Sunday.
It's very young, energetic, anyway. So go Irish.
Five knees. Up next, we will take a tour around the world and do a few songs. The first one is Tanzoy from Slovakia, after which it will be Rayando El Sol from Mexico and Roncalli from India.
Tanzoy, Tanzoy, Tanzoy.
La, 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 la. Passing shadows. out to my mother and my sister Annie, who surprised me by arriving at this concert, which wouldn't be all too surprising if they lived in Fort Worth, but they live in Grand Rapids. It's going to start off with a song called Avenging a Bright, which is a fiery Irish tune featuring anger and bitterness. We'll continue with a song called She Moved Through the Fair, which features real soloists Daniel Pedroza and Ricardo Castaneda. Right? Yeah. Then there will be a song in Gaelic called Fingamwalla with our own Irish soloist Ralph Moran, and we'll finish up with The Parting Glass starring Sentimentality and Alcohol.
Oh.
Bye. Honors Math major from Mokena, Illinois. And up next, you might recall them during the Ave Maria. They were the angelic loft boys up there. Most people don't call them the angelic loft boys, excluding my friend Ryan McMullen. Most people call them the undertones. And they actually have a lot of their own repertoire, more pop music and stuff like that. So they'll be performing one of Ed Sheeran's new songs. It's sort of a banger, as the kids might say. The kids in America, because I think across the pond, banger means sausage. But in any case, they will be performing Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran with soloist Kevin Moore.
Here made friends and lost. spirituals for you guys. First is Deep River with soloist Matt Stein. Soloist Matt Stein. And then after that, we have Sweet Clean Mary with soloist Eric Cups. Please enjoy.
senior finance and Italian major from Katy, Texas.
And my name is Walker Embry. I'm a senior chemical engineering major back at my home church at Lights Chapel.
And we are the tour managers for the Glee Club for this school year. It's great to be back in Texas and being able to perform in Houston on Saturday and now here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then as we head off into New Mexico and finally Arizona.
These concerts, they take a lot of work and they're a lot of fun for us to do, but there's a lot of people to thank. From all of the people that helped serve us food today, to all the people that put in planning, Doug Kovac there in the sound booth, Tracy Christensen who helped organize the concert and helped advertise with the church, to all the choir members who served as ushers and will be serving as homestays tonight. But there's two special people that helped really make this concert happen, and that's Shauna Fuller and then my mom and dad. Sister, and then another friend, Hunter Rayborn, whose mom's over there watching as well. The three of us were the youngest kids in the choir, and she really made us feel a part of it and want to be part of a choir. So going into high school and then also into college, I really still wanted to be part of this music. And I remember coming back freshman year, my mom and I telling her that I was in the Glee Club, and we were traveling, and she really wanted us to come here, and that was 3 years ago, and this year we've made it happen. So I want to present them with a caricature of the Glee Club signed by all the members of our queer group. And they will also be... And they'll also be receiving our newest CD, Loyal Sons, in the back, which you can buy after the show as well.
Followed by the greatest fight song ever written, the Notre Dame Victory March. Thank you and enjoy.